Well, they say that some of those that are dying in Houston have had that.
Yeah.
And now they, this is immunity for life.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope they'll get that.
I think you have to do this three times, don't you? For the three different kinds?
Maybe so. I don't know.
I don't care. I'll
but there's going to have, I don't know how many thousands of people they're going to give it to. As we started to the plane, at one Negro school, they were lined up clear out to the street, the little colored people were, ready for their cube of sugar. They'd begin at 12 o'clock Sunday.
There certainly couldn't be much that's easier than taking it that way.
No. Well, some people are against smallpox vaccination, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
But I believe in those.
No, I do too.
I believe in it so strongly. Now, my grandmother had been vaccinated for smallpox over 50 years, and she was at my mother's house when they came down with smallpox, and she didn't take it. And she'd been vaccinated over 50 years before. I certainly believe in those things.
Boy, I do too. I think preventive.
And the whooping cough preventive, you see, that they give.
Yeah.
I lost a little girl with whooping cough in 21.
Oh dear.
She took whooping cough when she's 3 months old in October. And on January the 20th, she died with pneumonia complications from her. And if she'd have had those, they didn't vaccinate in that kind of time, you see. Now they prevent all of that.
This whooping cough vaccine, I guess, is pretty new stuff.
Yes, it's.
Used
to, when a young baby take whooping cough, he'd nearly always lose him.
Yeah. Now, I had that and something else together when I was a baby.
Measles, probably. Measles,
yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well, I fought through it.
That's the way we did at home.
Catch them and get immune, or hope you're immune.
Yeah.
Well, what would you call the inside parts of an egg? What are the different parts?
Oh, golly.
the white part, and then the...
You said the what?
The parts of an egg, when you break
it. Oh, an egg!
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said an attic.
Oh, no.
Oh, the white and the yolk. The yellow is the yolk.
Uh-huh.
And the whites. Two parts of the egg.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, did you ever cook those cakes in the morning that you make on making a skillet on top of the stove?
You mean pancakes?
Yeah.
Hot cakes? Well, sure.
Did you put eggs in those?
Yes. Yes, and beat the whites separately and it makes them nicer.
Uh-huh. What did you eat on those?
Syrup.
And sorghum, huh?
Yeah, sorghum. You know, now, do you know, we didn't call them pancakes or hot cakes in those days. We called them batter cakes.
Hmm.
And when I was a child, I don't know why they called them batter cakes.
And now it's
hot cakes or pancakes.
Uh-huh. You still see that in some cookbooks, I think.
Batter cakes.
Yeah. Recipe for batter cakes.
Yeah.
Or you find it in some of the church cookbooks that come out in different towns.
Batter cakes.
Boy, some of those cookbooks are dandy, too.
Yeah.
It gets me when they say, half a pint of cream and three quarters of a pound of butter.
I'll tell you, the cream's what made our biscuits so good in those days.
Oh,
that heavy cream, you know.
Uh-huh. If you've got your own supply, it's not hard.
Now, when I was a girl, young girl, while we skimmed our milk by hand, my mother would put it in crocks in the cellar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the cream would rise, well, she'd skim it with a saucer.
Mm-hmm.
And that cream was nice. Sure made good butter, too.
Mm. What did you call milk when it just started to turn sour?
Well,